It's my conviction that Christianity is on a collision course with Islam, the world's fastest growing religion. While men sleep, the enemy is sowing weeds among the wheat. And I'm talking from Congress to the church. Men and women are asleep at the switch, and all the while, the enemy is sowing weeds among the wheat. Indeed, in many places, the weeds are now overtaking the wheat. I want to read just a few paragraphs from the introduction to my book on the biblical roots of Islam. At 8:46 a.m. on September 11, 2001, an American Airlines Boeing 767 hijacked by 9/11 mastermind Mohammed Atta slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. And from that fateful moment on, there has been an urgent and almost frantic interest in the religion of Islam. 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, a Muslim nation. There are 1.84 billion Muslims in the world today. That's about 27% of the world's population. That means that 1.3.7 out of every 4 persons on earth is a follower of Muhammad. Radical Shiite Muslims, those who take jihad or holy war very seriously and literally, account for only 10% of the population of the world's Muslims. Still, that amounts to 184 million people, some of whom would gladly die as martyrs for their cause, as they did on September 11th. Estimates of Muslims living in America are hard to reach because the U.S. Census no longer allows the inquirers to ask about their religion, but the estimates range from 2 million to 8 million. There are now about 3,000 mosques in the United States. In 1990, there were only 30. An average of one new mosque is being built each week in a city in America. So if indeed you take 8 million Muslims living in America, they would outrank every religious group except 3, Roman Catholics, Southern Baptists, and United Methodists. There are more Muslims in America today than there are Lutherans, or Mormons, or Presbyterians, or the Assemblies of God, or Episcopalians, or Pentecostals, or Churches of Christ, or the Fellowship of Christian Churches and Churches of Christ, just to name a few of the top 25 churches listed in the annual yearbook of American and Canadian churches. 30 years ago, in Christianity Today, George Fry wrote an article called Christianity's Greatest Challenge. This was 30 years ago. He said, first, theologically, Islam is Christianity's chief rival for the loyalty of mankind, the only universal faith that claims to have surpassed or superseded Christianity. Secondly, historically, next to Judaism, Islam is Christians' oldest competitor, the only world religion to win great number of converts from Christianity. And incidentally, after 9/11, converts to Islam in America skyrocketed. You'd think it would have went the other way, wouldn't you? Third, practically, Islam is Christianity's greatest missionary competitor, Christianity's major rival today for the allegiance of people. Those were words spoken 30 years ago in Christianity Today, which is the main organ of evangelical Christianity. I would God that we had listened to George Fry and taken him seriously then. But that was then and this is now, and nothing has changed, and yet everything has changed. Islam remains Christianity's chief rival and competitor for the hearts and souls of mankind. Saudi Arabia has channeled billions of dollars to spread the religion of Islam in the United States since 1987.